I was sat on my couch eating cake and doing crochet. And I was like that for about 18 months. It wasn't my finest time. I was not happy. And I was very fat. And I did nothing, I think. Day in, day out, I did nothing. If I got the kids to school and back and did dinner, that was a good day.
The accident, you know, it's 3 weeks after my 21st birthday. We had a juggernaut on the outside of us. We was on a flyover going onto the M1. We had a lorry hit us at 60 mile an hour, big juggernaut. Ripped the seats out the floor, you know, and the safety belts went out through the floor. When the police arrived, they thought we was dead. They just said, oh, you know, throw a sheet over it, but we was all inside the wreckage still. I was in plaster for a year and a half. They said I'd never, like, be able to do anything again.
I was suffering from bouts of depression and anxiety.
I was stuck in a chair for 10 years. Sort of all my muscles went and sort of properly abused myself, I suppose, in a way.
Panic disorder, agoraphobia, claustrophobia, you name a phobia, I probably
problems,
had
right?
it.
Because I used to lose my temper a lot, very moody. In the end, my wife couldn't put up with me no more. And so we went our separate ways. But that's when I sort of, my brain just, I was sitting indoors and that all the time, my brain just went to mush. Didn't go out. Got phobias. I couldn't even go down the town in the end on my own. You know, I just absolutely smashed myself to pieces, really.
When you feel like that, you make your world very small, so you don't go out, you don't see friends, you don't stretch yourself in any way, shape or form. You just kind of cocoon yourself, and I cocoon myself in cake.
I was in therapy for 10 years. I just could not snap out of it. I just couldn't get out of it. Once I come here for a day just to see how it was, and as soon as I walked through the door, like, it's just brilliant.
I remember sitting on this freezing cold floor, filling this line with the cement and thinking, do you know what, I hate who I am and what I am at the moment, and I'm going to change. And I said it aloud to everybody in here. I was like, right, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to stop filling my face with cake. And that's exactly what I did.
Recovery is such a massive part of my life, yet to other people, it can be a little bit like a secret of mine. Whereas I want to be honest and open about where I've come from, and I guess this place gives me the opportunity to do that, not to pretend to be something that I'm not. I'm Sarah, and I work with Recover. I've been here about 6 months. And I love it.
Yeah, I'm Glenn. They call me Mr. Old School because I sort of do things the old way. But yeah, I'm Glenn. I'm varnishing at the moment. I've painted the legs and I'm onto the first coat of varnish.
Hi, I'm Holly and I'm assistant manager here at Recover. Recover is a social enterprise and our motto is we upcycle furniture and lives.
Hi, I'm Ian Block and I manage Recover. The core social aspect of what we're doing is supporting people that probably at the moment the furthest away from employment. They're excluded from various things for various reasons, and we're trying to help develop self-esteem, confidence and get people back into employment.
We've all come here because of our issues, and I think there's a very mutually supportive environment. If you're having a bad day, you're allowed to have a bad day. You don't have to cover it up. if you're feeling anxious, you can say I'm feeling anxious and nobody's going to judge you because they've got their own cross to bear.
Well, my name's Alison and I've been here 7 or 8 months and I'm painting some chairs. I've never worked in a place that feels so easygoing, actually. Easygoing, very friendly. I've never, ever been in a place that you feel like people aren't... They're not judgmental, you know. I think people are pretty straight here.
When I first come here, you know, I was in a bad way. The team here, like, picked me up. Julie, one of the girls that used to be here, she gave me a hug and a cup of tea and a big smile on her face. And you know, that was the first hug I'd had for about 10 years. You know, look, it's really nice. It's just where you haven't had that. And where I've like, isolated myself from, like, the human race, basically. You know, it was a bit weird coming round, but I was a bit nervous and that. But, you know, you snap out of it. It takes a little while, but you do snap out of it.
I love the smell of sawdust and timber to this day, probably because of my granddad. My granddad was a carpenter and joiner, and from the age of 18 months, I would be in his workshop every Sunday, messing around with bits of wood and chisels and the old-fashioned hand drills and just banging nails in or screws and making little bits and bobs.
I love the grains on the wood, that's my favourite, because wood's got life in it. It's like, you know, it's been on the planet a long time, and when you see it all scratched and scarred on that, and then you know, you rub it down with the different grades and the finish you get and bring it back to like its beauty, it's amazing.
Yeah, it was quite a dark wood and it's got a veneer, sort of layer of veneer over it, so some of it was lifting on the top as well, so I just sanded it down.
Scratch the veneer and everybody's fucked. It's just some people have a better veneer than others. Most people try, including myself, try and hide the fact that they have issues. And that's the veneer I was talking about. You look at anyone, you know, I have children, so when I go and pick up my children from school or drop them off or do school trips with them or whatever, you see these, in your eyes, perfect mums. But actually, nobody's perfect.
It's not supposed to be perfect at the end of the day. I think that's been one of my big learning curves is, you know, it's... I think the perfectionist in me wants to get it, you know, just spot on, and obviously you've got to get a bit of a balance to it, I think.
Right, there you go. It's amazing what the human brain is capable of. And it's almost like being here and meeting other people with different issues, but similar in a way that they've all suffered with them and it's brought them to this point. That also gives me hope.
My name's Jan and I'm in my early 50s. No, I am actually. Why did I cough? And I come to recover for my own sanity and that's it really.
So she can take it to school.
Okay. I always put 150% into anything I do, that I'm quite fastidious. And I feel that by coming here, I've got me back again. It's me. Do you know what I mean? I mean, when I'm away from here, I still take the usual crap from certain areas, but when I'm here, I'm me.
As a team, it's, you know, it's just a great team effort. We had our a day out this week. We try and have one or two a year, and we had a day at the Crazy Golf Dinosaur Adventure.
Yeah, so we had a good day out there. I managed to make a complete fool of myself, as usual, and fall over. There was some sort of ridge. It just looked like a piece of green to me. My foot found it and there I was. I had to be scraped up off the AstroTurf. It was bloody painful. I got carpet burns on the inside of my hand. Look, I've got a grazed knee, carpet burns on my palm, and a dodgy leg.
When I look back, I've never ever thought that, you know, I'd find my feet like I have here. It's like the old Glen, before the accident sort of thing. That's how I feel now.
2 years ago, I couldn't imagine I would be where I am now. So in 2 years' time, who knows where I'm going to be? In 10 years' time, I have absolutely no idea, but I can't wait to find out.
Beautiful job on the chair, isn't it? There is a lot of time involved in for that one chair. As far as the items go, it's almost every time we complete something well, it's my favourite. We have beautiful things come in, or they might not be so beautiful when they come in. When they go, you think, oh, that is stunning, and I'd love to own that, but you mustn't become attached.
I like the process, but I really like when something comes together at the end, seeing the final piece. I think that gives me the best feeling. Yeah.